Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for December 30th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous edition of JLN, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's newsletter. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. This is the last edition of the John Lothian newsletter for 2023. Thank you for your steadfast and loyal readership. The JLN staff works hard each day to provide this newsletter and the original content we create, and your readership and support keep us going. The subscription prices for 2024 are staying the same for individual and enterprise subscribers. We are raising some sponsorship prices to reflect increased costs to JLN. Beginning on the first of the year, new invoices for the 2024 subscriptions will start to go out. Some subscribers have set up to renew and pay automatically, and we greatly appreciate this as it saves us lots of time and labor. If you would like an invoice to pay for your 2024 subscription, please just email me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com and request one. Something to look forward to in the new year, CBOE Digital will launch margin Bitcoin and Ether futures on January 11th, 2024. On December 28, 2023, CME's Clearinghouse Risk Committee made an emergency decision to change the holiday schedule for Brazilian Real CDI interest rate swaps, BRL CDI IRS, and adjust the fixed rates due to a newly introduced holiday on November 20th, signed into law by Brazil's president on December 22, 2023. The market calendars were updated on December 26, 2023, causing a ripple effect on the terms of cleared swaps, since BRL, CDI, IRS cash flows depend on business days, not calendar days. The committee, in the exercise of its discretion, deemed this situation an emergency and took action accordingly. Correction. In yesterday's JLN, I mentioned that John Damgaard, the former FIA president, attended school with Herb Kohl, the late former senator and Milwaukee Bucks owner who recently passed away at the age of 88. However, it was actually another distinguished Wisconsin businessman, the late Herb Kohler, with whom Damgaard had a connection. They're having attended Camp Minocqua together. Herb Kohler was renowned for his involvement in Kohler Plumbing, the development of golf courses, and luxurious resorts. I must be one of those people who have a problem with R per yesterday's story. My apologies for the error. Don't forget to register for FIA's Boca 2024 conference. Space is limited for the conference, and rooms at the resort are always hard to get, so sign up soon. The Net Zero Banking Alliance, NZBA, has developed climate target setting for real estate sector financing. The first in a series, the publication outlines possible choices for banks when setting climate-related targets for financing sectors of the real economy. NZBA bank members are required to set sectorial decarbonization targets for their residential and commercial real estate financing, and this publication helps with that requirement. Learn more on the UNEPFI website. There's a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Vintage Champagne Market Bubbles May Have Popped For Now. Prices for smaller estates in prized years hold up. 3 decades ago, when I earned my crust as a Tokyo-based equity strategist, I discovered fine wine. More to the point, fine wine merchants found me. a tale was spun about an insufficient supply of bubbly at the worldwide millennium celebrations to come. Encouraged to beat the rush and put away some vintage champagne, I bought 10 cases of 1990 vintage Jacques Cousin. My comment, why do we always seem to have champagne articles in the media near New Year's? Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, India to block crypto exchange websites in widening crackdown. FIU asks Information Ministry to block 9 entities' websites. Transaction tax has driven traders to offshore venues. India clamped down on overseas crypto exchanges like Binance that it says are operating illegally there, moving to block local access to their websites. The Financial Intelligence Unit issued so-called compliance show cause notices to several platforms, including Binance, Kraken, KuCoin, and Huobi. It also asked the Information Ministry to block the URLs of the 9 entities, according to a statement late Thursday. My comment, I am sure there is some third-rate outsource center employee in India who knows a workaround for this. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, how did companies use generative AI in 2023? Here's a look at 5 early adopters, business technology leaders in construction, travel, retail, healthcare, and energy say AI is already improving productivity and changing customer behavior, but they also are sorting through its high costs and limitations. Generative artificial intelligence emerged this year as the most buzzed about new technology for businesses, promising to supercharge productivity while transforming the way white-collar work gets done. But AI's high cost, need for specialized talent, and legal and privacy risks have stymied attempts to fully realize that promise, with many businesses cautious of moving beyond early experimentation. Still, there is little doubt that generative AI will completely reshape enterprise technology, and some businesses have already begun incorporating AI into their operations by using it to write code, create marketing and sales content, and bolster customer support. My comment, I love to use ChatGPT and ask it to reword something for me. Sarah Rudolph has wondered whether English is my first language sometimes when she edits my writing. I enjoy utilizing ChatGPT to request rephrasing assistance. Occasionally, when Sarah Rudolph edits my work, she has questioned if English is my primary language. The second of those sentences was written by ChatGPT. Here are the top 3 stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was Chairman leaves Grayscale Bitcoin Trust sponsor as investors await call on ETF from the Wall Street Journal. Second was a cargo ship picking up Ukrainian grain hits a Russian floating mine in the Black Sea, officials say, from the Associated Press via Yahoo News. Third was 6 2023 cybersecurity deals that were each worth more than $100 million from SE Media. Here are the top 3 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first one is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, SEC top enforcer says tougher penalties are working. Gruber Grewal, the SEC's enforcement division chief since 2021, said higher fines are leading, in some cases, to positive changes in behavior. One thing the Securities and Exchange Commission's top cop promised when he took the job was increased enforcement and a crackdown on repeat offenders. More than 2 years later, he says, the numbers so far prove the strategy works. Under Gruber Grewal, the director of the SEC's Enforcement Division, the agency has brought a record number of actions. In the year ended September 30th, the SEC imposed financial remedies of about $5 billion through 784 enforcement actions, second only to the record set the year before at $6.44 billion in monetary penalties. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, U.S. mutual fund industry pushes back on SEC pricing and liquidity plan. Regulator invokes need to safeguard buy and hold investors from rapid money flows. Asset managers are warning that proposals to tighten new liquidity requirements and pricing methods for U.S. mutual funds will drive away investors, reduce choice, and hasten the demise of an investment vehicle that underpins American retirement savings. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission first proposed last year that funds be required to hold enough, quote, highly liquid securities, unquote, to cope with losing 10% of their assets in a day and to use a method called swing pricing. Here's another story from the Financial Times. The headline, Brazil to launch regulated carbon market. Activists worry that a carve-out for agriculture will limit the scheme's environmental value. Brazil plans to launch a regulated carbon market with the aim of combating climate change as Latin America's largest economy looks to reclaim its credentials as a leader on the environment. Lawmakers in Brasilia are advancing a bill that would establish a, quote, cap-and-trade, unquote, system in which projects that would reduce or remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, such as tree planting, would sell tradable permits for companies to cover emissions. Each represents a ton of CO2 or equivalent. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you access this podcast on. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.